Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mine won't be quite that short. I have a few slides to go through. So this is a public hearing. It's a proposal to modify the May 1 through June 7 prohibition that makes it unlawful to harvest horseshoe crabs within 1,000 feet of mean low water. So staff actually received a letter from a pound net fisherman on the Eastern Shore back on February 21st. You can actually read the whole thing in your evaluation over on page 4. But basically what the letter was asking, it was asking for staff to take a look at this closure from May 1 to June 7 within 1,000 feet of mean low water, specifically for pound net fishermen on the Eastern Shore. The way pound nets work is a fixed fishing device, so they don't have the ability to kind of move their nets over that 1,000 feet. Currently, we have some nets that span that 1,000-foot mark. The pounds in the lead, some are within 1,000 feet, some are outside that 1,000 feet. So any nets they have within that 1,000 feet, they're having to, every day when it's closed, they have to bail all those horseshoe crabs out of the net, truck them offshore, and then dump them. And during that process, they're handling crabs. They have potential to break crabs. So we entertain that, and that's why we're here before for our public hearing, to see what we can do about that. So to give you a little bit of background on this 1,000-foot closure from May 1 to June 7, it was originally suggested in 1994 for the Chesapeake Bay Program's Atlantic Coast Horseshoe Crab FMP, which was the first management framework in the Chesapeake Bay for horseshoe crabs. It was suggested to coincide with regulations that already existed in Delaware and New Jersey. The idea was, let's try and close these areas during peak spawning time, and let's try and protect some of this food source for some of these overwintering birds that are coming through the area. The commission actually did not adopt this into regulation until 1999. This was just before state-specific quotas came out in 2000. Before that time, the state of Virginia was harvesting anywhere from 700,000 crabs. So it was kind of a way to kind of quell that harvest before we went through some state-specific allocation. So where do we sit right now with the fishery? Currently, we have a quota that's set by Addendum 7. Virginia's portion of that quota is about 172,000 crabs. That is assessed annually through an ARM model, or it's an adaptive resource model. This model is a little bit different from some of the other models you might have heard about in fisheries. This is actually an ecosystem-based model. So what they do is they take bird count populations of red knots, and they take horseshoe crab surveys, and they kind of combine those to make sure we have a sustainable fishery of horseshoe crabs and birds that are migrating and stopping over in Virginia and Delaware Bay area. So we're already taking into account conserving crabs. We're already taking into account food sources for these migratory birds. A couple years ago, we went through limited entry gear-specific licensing. So we have a set number of licenses. They're not transferable. We don't have more people coming into the fishery. We don't have all this latent effort sitting around. We have gear-specific quotas. If you look down the bottom, you can see that pound net quota is about 18% of the quota, 31,000 crabs. So anything we change today will not allow them to harvest any more crabs. Just to go back through this, we are looking at that 1,000-feet closure from May 1 to June 7. We're looking to push that back to possibly 500 feet for pound net only, which will leave that 1,000 feet in for all of the gears, including dredge, including gill net, including hand harvest. This is not a requirement by ASMSC. This is a regulation that is specific to Virginia to try and preserve, again, horseshoe crab eggs for over-migrating birds, as well as preserve crabs on the spawning grounds. We only have 5 permitted individuals in this pound net fishery. There's only 3 of them are active. I was able to contact 2 out of the 3 and get their response. Both of them that responded to me were okay with this moving that back to 500 feet. The overall pound net fishermen, they won't be able to harvest more crabs. They're set by the allocation. They're not going to be able to harvest more in a day. They're set at 500 per day. They have daily call-ins, so we can track this quota. And when we reach 80%, we reduce it from 500 to 250 to try and slow the harvest so we don't go over that quota. So it's a well-managed fishery. It's tracked very well. We do want to try and prevent excess handling of these crabs. Like I said, it's a lot of time and effort for them to go out there and nets every day, get a boatload of crabs, truck them offshore, and dump them out. You know, you get broken tails, you get some mashed things here and there just for them to swim back in the next day. So this would essentially, they're still coming off the same quota, so it may close a little bit earlier, but it won't be during peak peak spawning times. And horseshoe crabs are already harvested in other areas. It's not the entire fishery is closed. It's just closed within 1,000 feet. So there's plenty of gill nets and dredges that are still harvesting horseshoe crabs from other areas during that time. So this is the change we're looking. If you look at page 13 of your evaluation, we're adding in an exception that allows basically for pound nets that instead of bound by that 1,000 feet like other gears, pound nets will be allowed that 500 feet tolerance. This has been advertised in accordance with 28.2-209 Code of Virginia. Staff have received no public comments to date, all in the initial letter. And staff recommendation for this is recommending the commission amend Chapter 900 pertaining to horseshoe crabs to prohibit the harvest of horseshoe crabs within 500 feet in any direction of mean low water by pound net gear from May 1 through June 7.
Any questions? Yes, sir, Dr. Neal. Is the pound net quota being filled with current regulations?
Yes, currently it is being filled. Generally it closes somewhere the end of June to the end of July. So it is being harvested and it is being taken. It's just taking a lot longer and they're having to handle twice as many crabs.
And that's my second question. If it closes sooner, are we just transferring the time where they're handling crabs?
We are transferring the time where they're handling crabs, but the whole idea is to not handle these crabs during peak spawning time. So we are handling them, but they're not taking any more crabs than would have spawned anyway.
All right. Any other questions?
Yes, sir. Mr. Erskine.
I think it was the previous slide you had at the bottom. Go back. One more. It was the one about Virginia Tech. You didn't hit on it, but it was Virginia Tech study that.
So one of the other points about horseshoe crab harvest is, you know, we put all these. We're intending to save a food source for this overwintering bird. So Virginia Tech has been doing work since 2009. I think I said in 2014. But birds that migrate and actually stop over here in Virginia aren't using horseshoe crabs as their major food source. They're actually harvesting on some more small bivalves. So even though the intent is to conserve these horseshoe crab eggs, they use them a lot in Delaware Bay, and that's kind of where we get it from because we are part of that Delaware Bay region along with the other states in the area. But the birds actually stopping over here in Virginia and using the food source are using horseshoe crab eggs, but they're actually feasting more on small bivalves.
So it's not necessarily a follow-up.
Yes, sir.
So it's not necessarily the fact that you're preserving a food source in Virginia. It's more pertinent to other areas, not Virginia necessarily.
Right.
Okay.
It helps a little bit, but not as much as the original intent back in 94, even when they adopted it in 94.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? All right. Seeing none, we'll open this to the public. Anyone who would like to speak, come forward, sir. I'll swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
And would you state your name and address?
My name is Ed Brady, and I'm a pine netter from the Eastern Shore, so of course I'm in favor of this proposal. From May 1st to June 7th is when the crabs are most abundant in our area. And like I said, we're already on a daily limit and a yearly quota, so I just wish the commission would just let us go ahead and fish and catch our quota and move on.
Any questions of Mr. Brady? Thank you, Mr. Brady. All right. Any staff, do you have any response?
No. Staff recommendation is on the board. We're recommending to change the prohibition for pound net gear from May 1 through June 7th from that 1,000 feet down to that 500 feet.
All right. You've heard staff recommendation. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to make
Mr. Minor?
I'd like to make a motion to approve staff recommendations.
All right.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bauer. I'll call the question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. A unanimous decision by the board to take on staff recommendation. Thank you.